Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Carruthers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Don Carruthers. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a line drive into right field. Morales picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Morales. Biedner moves to third. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Biedner scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Kessinger takes first base on ball four. Rick Munday batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Munday hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Munday reaches second base with a double. Kessinger moves to third. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Carruthers covering, for the out. Kessinger scores. Munday moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Expos. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Munday scores. It's 3-2, Expos. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. White strikes out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carruthers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thornton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Expos, 3, Cubs, 3. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trillo moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. 1 out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rochelle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trillo scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Fred Sherman now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rochelle moves to third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish has Rochelle trapped. There's the throw to Carter and back to Parrish, who tags Rochelle for the out. Kessinger moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Biotner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a line drive into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields the ball and throws to Rochelle covering. Safe. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Dwyer moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Mitterwald for a passed ball. Dwyer moves to third. Jorgensen moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mäkinen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Pete Mäkinen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mäkinen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mäkinen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Jim Little pinch hits for Fred Sherman. Jim Little batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Little hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Biotner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Biotner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don DeMola now pitching. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rochelle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rochelle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Rochelle reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Kessinger strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales who is chasing the ball. Parrish reaches third base with a triple. Jorgensen goes all the way around to score. It's Expos, 4, Cubs, 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Parrish scores. It's 5-4, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morales throws the ball into Kessinger, who tags Carter trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Demola fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cardenal moves to third. Morales moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. Morales moves to third. It's Expos, 5, Cubs, 5. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Trillo reaches second base with a double. Morales scores. Thornton goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Cubs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Rochel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rochel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rochel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trillo scores. It's 8-5, Cubs. Woody Freeman now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. White reaches second base with a double. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. White moves to third. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackinnon strikes out. 1 out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Woody Freeman. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Tony Scott pinch runs for Jose Morales. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Larry Biedner. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. Scott moves to second. It's 8-6, Cubs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a line drive into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pepe Manguel pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manguel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Bailey now playing left field. Pepe Manguel now playing right field. Dennis Blair now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Madlock. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Madlock steals second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Madlock scores. Cardenal moves to third. Morales moves to second. It's 9-6, Cubs. Andre Thornton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thornton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Trillo strikes out. 2 outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Expos 6. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jorgensen strikes out. 1 out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Cubs 9, and the Expos 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Darryl Knowles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knowles strikes out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Monday is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Expos 6. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-3 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ellis Valentine pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Expos 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Jorgensen, and towards Mackinnon, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. 1 out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cardinal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Expos 6. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manguel strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Montreal Expos, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.